Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
AKA, the following program was pre-recorded.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane. Ethan won't be here to start, but Ethan will join us in the next couple segments. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group, ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. So I thought with Ethan not here, Kurt, it'd be kind of a fun time to reminisce, kind of go back to, 1994? And you're like, you know what? I think I'm going to become a big-time business owner. We're going to help people figure out their finances. Talk about starting the company. That's a big step to take, it seems to me.
It is, and I started in the industry on the insurance side with Metropolitan Life. So I was what they call a career agent with Metropolitan Life in 1989. And that just simply means I was on payroll. I could represent Metropolitan and all of their insurance products, but I couldn't work outside of their umbrella of what they offered. And in 94, the first mistake I made from a financial planning perspective, I was literally, Mark, 2 months away from my 5-year anniversary with Metropolitan Life. I would have been vested for my pension, and it wouldn't have been a lot. I don't even know, maybe $200-$300 a month. But I left 2 months
you left
prior
on the table.
So that was my first mistake. But the reason I left was, I started recognizing after meeting with all these people that although Metropolitan was a good and is still a good company, they're not good at all things. And people were looking for certain products, and some of those products weren't offered, or there were better products offered by other carriers. So in 94, hung out my own shingle and went independent.
Because you weren't a full, I guess, full-blown financial advisor, the wealth. Obviously, you could do the insurance because you had those licenses, but you had to get the wealth side of it so you could handle the assets under management. And then also, you weren't a fiduciary at that point. You became one, right?
Yeah. So from 94 through 2010, I was more on just the insurance side. So we did Medicare supplement coverage. We did long-term care. We did annuities, fixed annuities. Started doing fixed indexed annuities and also life insurance. But then again, had that revelation thinking, you know, a lot of clients are asking us to do more and we couldn't manage their entire house per se. They're not the whole pie. We were just looking at pieces of the pie. And to be a holistic planner, to be a fiduciary, we had to get involved with managing investments as well. So in 2011, studied for and passed my Series 65 registration, which simply means that we can manage investments from a fee-only perspective. We don't do commissionable transactions, and we are a fiduciary on the investment side. So now we do the full financial plan encompassing both investments on a fiduciary basis, but then also we are still licensed in the insurance world, so we can offer all solutions to the clients.
Don't you think that's the important part? I mean, you start the company and then you learn as you go and you adjust and move with the times and how to better help your clients at Accurate Solutions Group. But to me, it is about for seniors and people that are retiring, then you obviously need to handle, because they still need growth, because we know inflation is a factor, regardless of how low it is or how high it gets. Inflation is always a factor. Things, we know 5 years from now, 10 years from now, things are going to cost more. So you're retired for 20 or 30 years, things will cost more. So we still need growth, but we also don't want to make sure that our money will last as long as we're here. So that's kind of where the insurance side can come into this whole thing. So then it becomes about, okay, well, now we got to help people with Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions. I mean, there's just so much going on for retirees that, to me, it makes perfect sense of how you've evolved over the over time.
Well, yeah, and I think it's helped me out tremendously coming in on the insurance side, because what I've noticed, and I've done this now 34 years since 1989, was that 34 or 35 years since 1989?
About 36.
36, oh my gosh. Well, I don't want to talk about my age. I'll be 60 in March of next year. And I think you're 65 now, aren't you?
I am.
Okay. So I'm getting up there, but I think it helped coming in on the insurance side, because I've noticed those who enter the industry on the investment side and never understand or embrace the fact that there are good products and good solutions on the insurance side, like annuities fixed or fixed index annuities, life insurance in certain situations. It seems like there's a bias. There's a bias against the insurance industry, and me having come in that way and fully understanding that and then getting licensed on the investment side, it gives me a different perspective. And I think that perspective has helped. Now, not everyone should have annuities. Not everyone should have investments. I mean, it's all based on your unique circumstance. But where it is appropriate, both of those worlds come into play. And I think you can have that proper balance when you look at both of those areas for your different solutions.
So I think, to me, if somebody comes in for the first time to sit down with your team at Accurate Solutions Group, Kurt, the idea is you're not trying to sell them anything. You don't have any idea what they need, what will make their retirement better, what will make it more comfortable. You're really trying to give them clarity. Here's your situation. Now, here's how we can handle this or that if there's some issues. But at the end of the day, you're not in the sales business. You're in the service business. You're here to help people. You're not really here. I mean, sure, you could sell them an annuity or fixed index annuity or whatever, or this mutual fund or ETF. But at the end of the day, that's not really what your company's about. It's about the retirement planning part for those clients.
100%. I mean, your plan dictates how your money should be invested. And your plan is unique. You know, when you want to retire, the sources of fixed income you're going to have, whether it's pension, Social Security, a combination of both, your monthly need or your monthly budget, and if there's a gap between fixed sources of income and what you need coming in, how do we solve for that gap? Do we utilize some safer, more guaranteed products, which are in the insurance world? Do we use some dividend-paying stocks, which are in the investment world? Do we use a combination of both? I always tell people, our job is to help our clients retire with confidence, clarity, and independence. Confidence in the decisions you're making, clarity in understanding why you're making the decisions you are. And that gives you that independence in retirement. If you don't have a plan in place, if you don't have that confidence, clarity, and independence in the decisions you're making, simply call us at 412-515-3355. We're happy to have a phone conversation, a virtual meeting. You can come into our Butler Township location for a vision meeting. Maybe it's just answering a question, but understanding the decisions you're making and how they all work together is critical for you to have that independence. 412-515-3355.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik of Accurate Solutions Group. Ethan Lane will be joining us in the next segment. We're talking about really Kurt starting the business of Accurate Solutions Group, got into the financial world in 1989, started Accurate Solutions Group in 1994, and kind of in its form, it really became in 2011. So what I wonder is, with all of the AI stuff, all the computer stuff, you didn't have all of that in 1989 or even in 1994. Is retirement planning easier or more complicated in today's retirement world?
You know how they say technology is to make everything easier, but we become, I think because of the technology, I mean, everything is so much more accessible and quicker. And so I would say it's a combination of both, Mark. It does make certain things easier, but because we are inundated with information and the information is instantaneous, it can also make things more complicated. I mean, when I first started in this industry, I would drive to people's homes and sit at their kitchen tables with them. You know, now it's, you know, clients coming into the office because our schedule is, you know, we have a schedule and there's three conference rooms and we have three advisors meeting with clients and it's a wonderful thing. But I think there's a combination of both. So we have to be careful. Sometimes going back somewhat to the older ways and slowing things down is not a bad thing.
You know, when you think about all of the stuff, the retirement blueprint you walk people through, income, right? Got a place where paychecks are no longer coming in. Then it's the investments. Are we taking too much risk, not enough risk, the right amount of risk? Everybody's situation is unique. Taxes. Boy, what a huge thing taxes have become, it seems to me. And I think it's because pensions kind of went away, and now it's the 401k IRA world where the traditional let you defer taxes until you hit RMD age, and then you can get just a tax bomb if you're not paying attention to all of that, which is why you talk Roth conversions a lot. Then you get into the healthcare side. Medicare is great, but it doesn't cover everything. So now you need an Advantage plan or supplement of some type to cover dental, vision, hearing, all that kind of stuff. And then you throw in long-term care is not a part of Medicare. Now it's a whole different world. And then you get into legacy planning. I mean, there's five huge pillars that you deal with for everybody, which includes Social Security and Medicare. So really, you could say there's seven, but Social Security is in the income part, Medicare is in the healthcare part. That's a lot. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. And when you're, you know, when you're setting yourself up for retirement, you're working, you're contributing your 401k, it's all about growth. I mean, your main focus is just growth. And sometimes, you know, you almost welcome those market corrections because you recognize, hey, I'm still 10, 15, 20 years away from retirement. I'm adding with my paycheck on a weekly or a biweekly basis. So I'm buying low. So you almost welcome those dips. Well, those dips in retirement can be a detriment because of sequence of return risk. So you're right. There's a lot more that goes into retirement planning. And then when you throw in the fact that once we have a retirement blueprint in place for someone and they're positioned well and we're doing those reviews, that blueprint has to be pretty flexible because it just, you know, with the One Big Beautiful Bill Act and the higher standard deductions now for the next 4 years, we have to factor that in. Some additional planning opportunities become available to those clients. And it's our job as a fiduciary advisor to make them aware what those opportunities are and whether they should be acting on those or not. So if you don't have a plan that takes those five key areas, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning, and is active enough to be changed and having those conversations with your advisor, definitely give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'd be more than happy to have a conversation with you, have you here in the office, and we could walk you through your own retirement blueprint. 412-515-3355.
So Ethan Lane will join Kurt and I in the next segment. We got a lot to get to yet. Stay with us. This is Your Retirement Blueprint with the team from Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this.
Hi, I'm Kurt Kanodic.
And I'm Ethan Lane.
With Accurate Solutions Group and from our team here to your family, we wish you a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, enjoy the season. Don't forget, obviously, the reason for the season, but it's all about giving and giving back, and we appreciate you listening, and we wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, I'm Mark Kelly. Glad you are with us. If you want to find out more, you can always go to the website, asgretire.com. Accurate Solutions Group, asgretire.com. You can always call them, as we've said, no cost to chat with them about anything we've talked about already or what we're going to talk about now. We're talking about longevity for the next couple segments, a big factor in retirement planning. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. So, Kurt, when you think about longevity, it's one of the things that I think when you and Ethan and the team at Accurate Solutions Group put plans together for people, there's a couple big unknowns. One, how long we're going to be here. Two, if we're going to have any health issues or somebody in our family will have health issues. Those are the two unknowns. And professionals are calling it, I don't think you guys are calling this, but you might be, it's a longevity revolution. People are living much longer than previous generations. So I guess if we're going to use that term of longevity revolution, what does that mean for you and your team at Accurate Solutions Group, Kurt, when it comes to retirement planning?
Yeah, and I can say, and I can probably speak for Ethan as well, I've never used the term longevity revolution, but I understand what we're talking about. And we are living longer today. And I think, Mark, the one thing, you know, if we use an example of if you're 65 today, there's a very real possibility that you could potentially live 25, possibly 30 years, maybe even longer in retirement. But there's something else that's taking place, too. And I think Ethan and I have both seen this with individuals who either are referred to us or listening to the radio show or come through one of our educational workshops. People are retiring in their late 50s to early 60s. So couple both of those things. We're living a lot longer, but we're also retiring earlier than what we thought we were going to. It's not unrealistic that some people may spend close to 40 years in retirement. And that's a big deal. I mean, it's a wonderful thing. But you got to plan for it. You got to save more. You have to factor in inflation for a longer period of time. There's a lot of things you really have to address. So it's not just a matter of having a big bucket of money to spend. You got to figure out how do you spend it? How do you allocate for growth? And how do you allocate for income? And how do you allocate for those unexpected medical expenses, which will absolutely happen in retirement?
You know, and you mentioned 65 years old. There's a couple really interesting stats, I think, that, and there's always stats and people that do surveys, all that. But it says if you made it to 65, you're likely to live past 75. But really, now they're predicting if you hit 65, more than likely, the majority of men are going to get to the age of 84 and women 86. But 50% of people will actually live much longer than that. So that's kind of like the minimum. If you're 65, you look at another 20 years, basically, but more than likely, you're going to live longer than that. Here's the crazy one. Kurt, we talked about this a long time ago when we were talking centenarians, those who were hitting 100. The number of Americans aged 90 or older nearly tripled between 1980 and 2010, and they're expecting that number to triple again by 2040.
I know. That's. I mean, that is something you have to plan for. I still have clients coming in, and we do review, and we'll get through their retirement blueprint, and we'll show them they're planning to age 100, and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it that long. And we have clients approaching that age who are still active. Now, that's not everyone, but you got to really take that into consideration for sure.
So with that being said then, Ethan, does that mean that, all right, when we retire at 60, if you have the younger groups that are retiring, or me at 65, if I retire, that I might be retired for 30 years. That means I better stay pretty aggressive with my investing, I guess. How do you look at that?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely need to stay aggressive on a portion of a client's investments for sure. We want to leave money in the market for long-term growth. That's typically one of the very best ways to outpace what inflation can eat away at your budget. But we really want to find the appropriate balance between growth and preservation. And that varies. We don't have a set rule of thumb where everyone who comes into the office is going to have like a 60-40 stock to bond portfolio. We don't believe in that for every single person. It's all about a client's need for income. You know, if they have a larger need for income in retirement, probably going to position them a little more conservative so they can get cash flow from more stable investments. But it also depends on a client's tolerance for risk. Have they been through ups and downs of the markets? Have they paid attention? Do they panic? What's their tolerance for risk, so to speak? And that's part of our blueprint process, is figuring out both of those things, the capacity to take on risk and their attitude towards risk. And that's how we determine the balance between risk and reward.
And factoring in longevity. I mean, I think this is a wonderful segment we're doing today, talking about longevity, because it is a blessing, but it is something that has to be planned for. And a lot of advisors are still under that old model where they might be planning for 20 or 25 years and doing Monte Carlo simulations and all these different things. And you have to take it a step further. So if you're listening today, and either you're a do-it-yourselfer, or you don't have an advisor, you just have a 401k, or you have an advisor and they're not talking to you about longevity and how we offset inflation for 30, 35, 40 years, how we grow those assets, how we preserve some of those assets for those unexpected healthcare expenses, which will absolutely happen in retirement, call us at 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. When you call, we can either schedule just a phone call. We can schedule a virtual meeting, a vision meeting here in our Butler Township location. We're conveniently located between Butler and Evans City, right on Route 68. You can always get in touch with us that way. But 412-515-3355 is our phone number. We'd love to talk to you.
So glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. You think about this, I think when you think about longevity, Kurt, there's no doubt using the right, I think, tools or retirement strategies is crucial. There's no doubt about that, especially while you're building your nest egg, while you're working. But when you get to retirement, now it's not about accumulation. Now it's about the distribution of those monies to create the income that we need to live on. I think this is one of the, I have no idea about financial world. I'm terrible. That's why I'm working at 65. There's no end in sight because I'm an idiot, but that's okay. I still have fun. So the question is withdrawal strategies. I think this is the challenge for most, especially the ones that are savers. Those you might have to spur them on a little bit, prove to them you can take that trip. You are going to be okay, because we all know we don't want to run out of money before running out of life. That's a bigger concern than death for most retirees. It's the fear of outliving their money. So the withdrawal strategies is so important. Don't want to take too much too soon, but then we don't want to not enjoy our retirement either. There's a balance in there. That's where I think your retirement blueprint that you walk people through is kind of the key part of it.
It really is. And we talk about, I mean, in general terms, we talk about there's three segments of retirement. You have your, what we call your go-go years. And that's, and for some people, that may only be 2, 3, 5 years. It might be 10 years when they first retire and 10 years into retirement. But that's where, hey, I have my health. You know, we're still active. We're still able to do what we want to do. And that's when you're going to go. And that's when traditionally you're going to probably spend more money than you would later on in retirement. So those are your go-go years. Then you have your middle years, which are sort of what we call your slow-go, where you're still active. You're still traveling, but maybe not as much. And then you have the third segment, which is sometimes your no-go. Maybe even you still have your health, but you're just more content with being around and not traveling as much. And I will tell you, you will spend less, even with inflation factored in, you're going to spend less in your 80s than you do in your 60s. That's just the way things work in retirement. Doesn't mean you don't have to factor in inflation. You do. But a lot of that inflation is offset by your decreased spending, but you have to guard against healthcare costs. So one of the ways we talk about doing that, Mark, and the easiest concept for people to understand is bucketing assets. And so when we need income, if we figure out a budget and we look at your cash flow, the income sources that are coming in, if there's a gap between what's coming in and what you need coming in on a monthly basis, we're going to carve out of your investments a certain percentage of assets, a certain dollar amount that might be able to fund the first 3, 4, 5 years of your income in retirement. That's bucket one, and that's very conservatively invested. And then we look at a moderate bucket, and then we look at a long-term growth bucket. And that first bucket is designed to deplete itself over a period of time. But as it's depleting itself, when the market's doing well, we're taking off the top of the equities and the growth there, and we're replenishing that income bucket. And if you do things that way, you traditionally don't have a lot of problems.
Yeah. And one of the big reasons we want to plan that way is to eliminate what's called sequence of return risk, where that's a huge danger heading into retirement, is you cannot control what the markets do. You never can, but you can control how you're invested and where your income comes from. So essentially, sequence of return risk is taking from investments that are experiencing losses early on in retirement. So what you're doing in that instance is you're locking in those losses. You don't have that principal anymore to rebound when the market comes up, and you're locking in those losses. So the sequence, the order that you earn your return, especially early in retirement, can work against you. And we want to guard against that. And that's why we have that bucket number one for secure guaranteed income as much as possible. And we use the growth investments to replace that as it goes.
So, Ethan, then how do you help people find the balance? You know, I imagine it really starts at your discovery meeting, the vision meeting, right? You're trying to get a feel for what they want to do and how they want to spend their time in retirement, because you've got to have them spending at a level that aligns with what their needs are, their goals are, and obviously it comes down to the available resources.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's part of our vision meeting, is really we're going to have about 45 minutes to an hour just having a conversation with people and really getting to know what their situation is. What are their dreams? What do they want to do in retirement? Have they been holding back on travel because they've been busy with work or afraid to spend the money? You know, is it possible to travel more in retirement? We tell people all the time, your spending habits are not going to change in retirement. If they do, they're likely going to increase. You're probably going to spend more once you're retired because you have the free time. Every day is a Saturday in retirement, and that's when we tend to spend the most money. So we want to help a client figure out what are their typical spending habits and how much could they actually spend? How much have they saved, and how will that allow them to maybe spend more than they ever thought they could? So that's part of our retirement blueprint planning process. First and foremost for us is income planning, figuring out what a client spends, how much do they want to spend in retirement, how much can they afford to spend. Maybe we can show them that they can spend more than they even thought. That's part one, that's income planning. Then we combine that with investment planning. Once we figure out with a client how much they want to spend and can spend, that's when we look at their investments and start structuring those buckets that Kurt mentioned. Bucket number one for more guaranteed income in retirement. Bucket number two for a more moderate risk with some growth. Bucket number three, more long-term growth, protecting against longevity. But you have to have a plan, and planning is in advance. We want to plan years in advance of retirement. So if you're listening today and you don't have a plan, you don't have an income plan for retirement, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We'll be able to begin starting a retirement blueprint that's completely customized to you and your situation. What are your goals? What are your dreams? We want to help you accomplish those. Again, our number is 412-515-3355.
So we're talking about the challenge of longevity when you're trying to figure out, all right, how long is our money going to last? Is it going to last as long as we're going to be here? Well, we don't know how long we're going to be here. That becomes a challenge. Kurt, Nathan, and the team here to help. 412-515-3355. More of Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
Hi, this is Lincoln.
Hi, this is Emmy.
Hi, this is Caroline.
From our family at Accurate Solutions Group to yours, we want to wish you
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, if you have questions, it's 412-515-3355. We're talking about longevity. We don't know how long we're going to be here. We don't know if we're going to have health issues. So there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things maybe we have to think more about than we did while we were working. Where's our income going to come from? Are we taking too much risk, not enough risk with our investments? Taxes, a huge thing when you get to retirement. Healthcare, long-term care, legacy planning, all that stuff. Social Security, Medicare. There's a lot going on. If you have questions about any or all, 412-515-3355. All right, we're talking about longevity. And certainly, I think the stats are pretty impressive. The stat is that if you made it to 65, you're likely to live past 77, all the way to 84 for men, 86 for women. But 50% of people will actually live even longer than that. And the crazy stat is the number of Americans aged 90 or older nearly tripled between 1980 and 2010, and that number is expected to triple again by 2040. So, Ethan, during the break, we were talking about the Justin Timberlake movie with Amanda Seyfried, I think, Olivia Wilde. She's really pretty. But Justin Timberlake, this is a 2011 movie, In Time. And I don't know if you guys haven't seen it, I don't believe, right?
I think I've seen it. And it's like my movie, though.
It's kind of like in a wild New York where they like cut off people from getting to one section or another. But it's kind of crazy. But they actually can look at their wrist. They know how much time they have left in their life. So you could die at 25. I think 25 was the end date. And then you had to do things to get more time. So they actually knew their end date. People would be walking down the street, looking at their wrist, trying to figure out what to do, and then they just topple over.
That movie came out while I was working at the movie theater.
It was 2011. Yep. Yeah. And so I would doubt you have very many people come in that have the timeline for their life on their wrist, right? Because that'd be easier. If you knew when somebody was going to, if they came in and you said, hey, I need a plan, it looks like I'm going to live to 77 and 6 months or 93 and 2 months. That would be an easier way to plan. You don't know that, though, do you, Ethan?
No. And you know what? a specific example came to my mind while you were talking about that. I met with a woman who came in and she was told she was terminally ill. And that was her first time coming in to see us. And she said, I don't have much time left at all. I just want to make sure my investments are positioned fine. That was about 3 or 4 years ago. And she's been a client ever since. You know, so even when she came in and she thought she knew her timeline was able to be extended. She's doing very well now. So you just never know. We want to plan for longevity, no matter the situation.
So, Kurt, there's no doubt when people come in now because of, you mentioned in the last segment talking to people and say, hey, we're going to try to get you to 100. I'm never going to live that long. And I think it's one of the things you probably have to overcome a little bit. But what else can people do to help ensure that their money does last what really could be a long retirement? I mean, we hope for that. We all know that there's exceptions to that rule, but you'd rather not say, well, Kurt, I'm not going to live past 80. Okay, well, I'll have your money end at 80, and now you're 81. You got issues.
Yeah, and we used to tell people, well, one of the first things you can do is just work longer. Now, I will say this. People don't embrace that recommendation too much, but maybe not working full-time longer, but I have many, probably a majority of my clients who retire end up working part-time, whether it's just to get out, whether it's to stay active socially or physically, depending on the job, just to keep their mind active. So working even part-time in retirement, because retirement is different than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. So working can be one, being efficient with every dollar. I mean, minimizing investment fees is important, and we've talked about that on many other shows. We can always do that in the future, but fees are important. There's nothing wrong with paying a fee, but understand what you're paying and is there value, and how does that fee compare to other services being offered? Taxes is a big thing, additional costs. One thing we do all the time, Mark, and I recommend this for anyone listening today, optimize your Social Security benefits. Ethan and I do not work for the Social Security Administration. We're not employed by the federal government, but we are smart enough to know that maximizing Social Security can make a big difference in your retirement. Allow us to do a maximization analysis for you. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Call the office 412-515-3355, and we can do that maximization analysis. All those different factors, though, can really go a long way to helping ensure your money lasts as long as possible.
So, Ethan, here's one, and I am 65, as I've said several times. Well, I didn't say it last year. Well, no, I would have, because I didn't hit 65 till November of last year, but I'm 65, but I have a coworker. Both of her and I graduated in 1977 from high school. But as a reminder, she's several months older than I am. So she's much older. She did what Kurt is talking about. She kind of wants to retire, but is a little nervous about it. So she went from a 40-hour work week to 30. And she did that for 9 months probably. Okay, so she went from 40 hours to 30. So she lost, I think she lost vacation time on that one. She still had all the benefits and everything, but she didn't have vacation time. Well, now she has started the 20-hour work week because she's 65, so she doesn't care about healthcare anymore because now she just moved it all to Medicare. And so it depends on your age and kind of what you can do, I suppose. Do you have many people that do that? Just kind of, I like that idea. I'm not ready to do that yet, but I like that idea of just cutting back a little bit. I do like that.
Yeah, absolutely. You're kind of like dipping your toe into retirement. You're just scaling back your hours, scaling back your income a little bit. That also helps you judge how much income you can live on. You know, if you scale back your income and you say, wow, I can't live within that, that helps you be more realistic with your spending. But it gives you the freedom and flexibility to have a little more free time, figure out what you're going to do with all that free time when you fully retire. There's a lot of benefits if your work will allow you to scale back. Mark, but you mentioned you're 65, so it's good to know we'll have our co-host here for another 20 years, right?
Exactly.
Now you have a good chance to make it to 84.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
if you scale back to just our show, that'd be great.
I like that. Maybe when I hit 80, I'll just do yours then.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect. We can still make it work.
Yeah,
but work. If you're listening today and you're not sure of when you want to retire, you're not sure how you're going to retire, are you going to scale back or are you just going to fully retire? Maybe you don't have a plan at all yet. Maybe you're just a little bit away from retirement and you don't have a plan. Give us a call, 412-515-3355. We'll start a retirement blueprint that's totally customized to you and your situation, your income needs, your investment savings, and your tax situation. Give us a call. Again, that number is 412-515-3355.
So I guess at the end of the day, Ethan, and you've been doing this now over a decade. Kurt's been doing it a long time, started the company in 1994. But how, you can't get into your financial jargon when you're talking to people. You've got to keep it fairly simplified. You know, the old, you know, what would a fourth grader think or whatever, or the law of 11. If an 11-year-old can understand it, then we can understand it kind of a thing. How do you simplify this process so it's not so overwhelming?
Yeah, I mean, we really spend a lot of time making sure we're able to articulate it well. And I spent 10 years ago, when I started with Kurt, that was one of the primary things he was teaching me is, Ethan, yes, you need to know the details. You need to know the ins and outs of how all this works, but you also need to know how to explain it to everybody so that they get it. And I think that's a great part of the retirement blueprint is we break it down in a way that people understand it. We start with what's important to them and work from there so that they know are their goals are being achieved. We know exactly what their concerns are, and we can articulate it in a way that makes it simple. We talk in buckets. You know, we talk bucket number one, bucket number two, bucket number three. We have pivot accounts, you know, red zone accounts, things like that that just make it simple for people so that they understand where income can come from.
Yeah, and if you're listening today and maybe you have an advisor or maybe you're doing some stuff online yourself and all you hear is Monte Carlo simulations and standard deviation and beta and alpha. And, you know, you hear all these terms and you're wondering, how does that pertain to what I'm doing? Proper asset allocation and, you know, stock options, puts and calls. That's not how we talk here. We understand that. And that's what we do as advisors, but our job is to convert that language into language that makes sense. If you do not have a plan in place, like your retirement blueprint, if you haven't factored in five key areas for retirement, which is income planning, proper investment allocation, taxes, healthcare, and legacy planning, and have done that in just normal terms that are easy to understand, that's what we can help walk you through. Simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
Thanks for being with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan from Accurate Solutions Group. We've got another segment to go. Stay with us. We're going to wrap it all up right after this.
From myself, Kurt, and our team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of your retirement kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
Hello, everyone. This is Ethan Lane from Accurate Solutions Group. Just wanted to let you know that you can now take our show with you on the go. Your Retirement Blueprint podcast is now available to stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Simply log on, search for Your Retirement Blueprint, and enjoy. Also, feel free to click the subscribe button to get alerts on our weekly episode release. Again, thanks for tuning in. Without further delay, enjoy the rest of the show.
But Everybody, with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kenodic of Accurate Solutions Group. We let Ethan come in for a little bit. Now we booted him back out because we want to go back to where we started the program, which was talking about Kurt and the company and how everything started and where it's gotten to. And I kind of wanted to go back to that, so we had to kick Ethan out of the program. We don't need him anymore. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. You can always find out more about Kurt, Ethan, and the team at ASGRetire.com, ASGRetire.com. We talked about you starting in the insurance world with Metropolitan Life in 1989, starting Accurate Solutions Group in 1994, becoming really a full holistic advisor, fiduciary, and all of that in 2011. What I wonder is, how much has the company itself, staff, advisors, from when you and Chris started this whole thing, you and your wife, there's a lot more people there now, it seems.
I had mentioned previously that what I'm going to miss when I do retire is going to be the relationships with the clients and just walking, seeing them into through and walking them through retirement. I'm not going to miss the administrative side, the management of the office, the management of the staff, the HR and all that. I think we have the greatest team in the world. Our clients have the greatest team in the world, but we have, isn't it horrible, Mark? I can't even tell you. I think we have 8 full-time team members in addition to Chris and I. Some of those have been with, and what we're truly proud of, Dawn, as an example, has been with us since 2009, I believe, 2009, 2010. Colleen has been with us, I believe, since 2012. Bobby, who's another admin assistant here, she's been with us for 11 years. Ethan now is in his 10th or 11th year. So we have longevity with our staff, our core staff. We have some recent hires. We have Ian and Adam and Matt, who are a little bit younger. They're in their late 20s, early 30s. We have Danette at the front desk. She's our director of first impressions. She's probably been with us 3 years now. So yeah, it's kind of hard for me to even keep track of how many, but I do believe, and I'm kind of biased, but I do believe we have the greatest team out there for our clients.
So Danette has the biggest pressure of not letting people just walk in and out of the vault that's right behind the reception desk.
There's nothing in there. Yeah. we tried to figure out. So we are in an old West Banco branch. It was a COVID casualty. This is a branch that never reopened. And Chris and I, we had been looking for a new spot. We were, needing to expand the space. And we just happened to be driving by one day. We saw the yellow sign on the front door and they said they had closed and it wasn't for sale. So I had to literally, West Banco is a publicly traded company. So I did some research on the internet, started digging around, trying to find out who do I talk to about this. And I finally, after about 3 weeks, got a hold of some property manager. He ended up responding back to me. And what was interesting, he was, they're headquartered in West Virginia and he worked out of West Virginia, but he was a Butler grad. So we connected that way. And I said, hey, listen, we're considering it. Would you consider selling the building? And they said, yeah, we would. It's for sale. It's not listed. Just give us an offer and we will, entertain that. And we ended up acquiring the building that way, and that we kept the vault, but there, other than the empty safety right. deposit.
It was too big to do anything with it. It's too heavy. You couldn't have done anything anyway.
Oh, that door has to be, I don't even know, 1,500 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. But it's kind of neat to still have it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool. All right. That's great. I think it's always fun to kind of reminisce. And I know the retirees that you service like kind of thinking back in time as well. Now, they're certainly focused on the future because your life's not over when you retire. Hopefully, it's a whole new chapter that's going to be great for you and your family. 412-515-3355 to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group. Any questions or concerns you have, you want to walk through that retirement blueprint process, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security's in the income part, Medicare's in the healthcare part. A lot of stuff on your plate as a retiree. We want you to enjoy your retirement and not be stressed all the time. That means you need a plan. Kurt and the team are here to help. 412-515-3355. All right, let's go to a couple of retirement questions, and then we'll get to know you even a little bit better in our final part of this segment. Because income is where it starts. The retirement blueprint starts with income. You got to replace paychecks that are no longer coming in. What are some of the options that we have for income in retirement, especially since we probably don't have a pension? We're not lucky enough, but if we are lucky enough, that gives us a little leg up, I would think.
It does. If you still have a defined benefit pension, that definitely helps things out. If you do not, you're going to have what most of us are going to have, which is Social Security. If you're married, you're going to have two Social Securities. If you're widowed, single, divorced, you'll still have your primary benefit. And Mark, talking about Social Security, how you time and claim those benefits is critical. That, you know, Social Security, some people think of it as an entitlement. I don't. You paid a lot of money into this. So I think of it almost like as a pension. Let's try and maximize those benefits. I don't work for the Social Security Administration. I don't work for the federal government, but I do have an understanding about the importance of maximizing those benefits.
So what are they starting to call it? What are they starting to call Social Security? Like it's not mine. It's like it's a benefit or something. And it's like, no, I paid into it. What are you talking about? It's a benefit. They've kind of changed the focus of Social Security, it seems.
Yeah. And it's, you know, pay attention to it because it can mean literally over your lifetime in retirement, it can mean tens of thousands of dollars you might be leaving on the table. So let's maximize those benefits. But then if there's a gap, again, between your budget needs in retirement, your monthly income needs, and what's coming in from Social Security and or pension, our job is to help you solve for the gap. So if $3,000 a month is coming in Social Security and you need $5,500 a month coming in, there's a $2,500 per month gap. And how do we position and structure your investments to generate that $2,500 a month? A lot of different ways you can do that. In the investment world, we can use dividend paying stock portfolios that might throw off a 4 or 4.5% dividend yield as cash flow. We can look at laddering treasury bonds. We could look at, you know, even if CDs are competitive, we can look at laddering CDs. That's in the banking world. We can also utilize, if it's appropriate for you, we can also utilize fixed or fixed indexed annuities as a source of guaranteed lifetime income, or we can utilize a combination of all three of those worlds. But to have the proper allocation to first and foremost figure out how much of the gap is there and how do we solve for that gap. That's what retirement planning is all about, because once we solve for that gap, we need to then make sure that income coming in is as tax efficient as possible.
You know, one of the things that I would imagine you get asked a lot is, since we are in a 401k retirement world, is, well, what do I do with my 401k after I retire? And it probably depends a little bit on how old you are when you retire with a 401k, I would imagine.
It does. So we could spend an entire show just on this subject. We've helped individuals, especially after COVID, it sort of changed people's perspective on things like, hey, tomorrow's not promised. Maybe if I can retire now, even though I'm in my early or mid 50s, maybe I'm going to consider that. We helped some clients retire pre age 59 and a half, and we actually left some of their money in the 401k for a specific purpose. So whether or not, first of all, you should roll out a 401k or not, I would tell you that if you are no longer actively employed for that organization that offered the 401k, you should highly consider moving that out to an IRA. An IRA is an individual retirement account doing a rollover from the 401k to an IRA. There's no tax implication there if it's done properly, but you have a lot more options outside of that 401k versus inside it. You can't buy CDs within your 401k. Right now, you can't currently get a fixed or a fixed indexed annuity. There's a lot of products that might be appropriate for retirement outside of the 401k. Now, for that individual who's under 59 and a half, let's say that they need some cash flow initially. There's a gap in their income and their budget, and they need to fund that that gap in income. Well, we might leave some money in the 401k, because if they're 55 and over, but haven't reached that 59 and a half yet, if they pull money out of a 401k, there's no 10% IRS penalty. And sometimes we'll leave enough in that 401k to fund the income up until they're 59 and a half. And then we can start funding the income from what the IRA accounts that we manage. So there's a lot that goes into it. But traditionally speaking, you got to do a fee analysis as well. Make sure what you're paying in the 401k and what you're going to be paying in the IRA. But oftentimes, Mark, it makes sense to pull the money out of the 401k, roll it over to an IRA, and have a lot more investment choices.
412-515-3355 to chat with Kurt, Ethan, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group about any or all of this. There's a lot going on when you get to this time in your life. 412-515-3355. All right, final couple minutes. I'm just going to give you some random questions. And this one, I think, we talked about you starting in the financial world in 1989. Do you have an industry frustration? Is there a biggest industry frustration for Kurt Kanodic?
Yeah, there's still a lot of, so it's not that we don't sell products. You know, when we put a plan in place, how you fund those plans is through a selection of products. And so we pride ourselves on making appropriate recommendations because we do follow the fiduciary standard from the investment world. But I still get frustrated today because I see products just simply being sold, and I see them being sold for commissions. And that's the main reason. And people are being put into products that are just not appropriate for them. They're more appropriate for the salesman selling those products. And so that's still a frustration. There's still a lot of even good products, Mark, if you have a fixed or fixed index annuity, but you didn't need one, well, that annuity, although it can be good for certain people in the wrong circumstance, if it's being sold and they don't need one, then it's not a good product for them. So that's still an industry frustration to me.
All right. Favorite franchise, Steelers, Penguins, Pirates?
Penguins.
Hockey guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Louis,
right. You don't have to explain. You just, you're good with all of them. I get that.
I have to give you a small explanation.
Okay.
Just real quick. Living here in PA and in Pittsburgh, I'm allowed to be critical of certain things. I love the Steelers. Not a fan of the current direction of our management. Okay. Just leave it at that.
And the Pirates were great back in Willie Stargell's day, but not so much lately. All right. Final thing, and then you can wrap it all up. Any financial advice you would hope that your kids or grandkids never forget?
Yeah, the magic of compound interest and understanding that it seems like it's not working. All these years I've been saving and saving, and then all of a sudden, boom, that snowball starts rolling downhill and it gets bigger and bigger and faster and faster. Compound interest either works for you or against you. Be the saver and it's working for you. Being a borrower and it's working against you. And I would say if you were listening today, we definitely appreciate the opportunity to bring this message to you. If you don't have a plan, if you don't understand, there's five key areas you need to plan for in retirement. And retirement's more about just growing your assets. It's now about spending those assets. Simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, it's 412-515-3355. From myself, Ethan, and our entire team here at Accurate Solutions Group, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard in the proceeding.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.